Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Yasmin Akram, letting all of you know that myself and my friend Philippa Dunn and I have released the second series of our podcast, We Heart Worry. Join us for hard-hitting discussions on flashing your neighbours accidentally, looking after a child's pet when they go away, and of course, that most universal of worries, a strong fear of chicken. That's We Heart Worry. Find us where you find good podcasts.
Just going through the gears.
Oh, let's move up through the gears. Ladies and gentlemen, mirror signal manoeuvre.
No, fuck all that. I just go straight through the gears. Up my side.
There's nothing more.
You go through the gears.
There is nothing more cool than driving really fast and reckless. That's cool, isn't it?
It's very cool, especially if you're driving really reckless and fast on something like the North Circular where there's loads of cars. And you're just weaving in and out like a son of a bitch. Just
it's
going,
really
like, hitting
cool,
70.
Yeah,
oh,
and
cool.
The ladies
and everyone's
love
looking
that.
At you. Oh, yeah, they do, and everyone's looking at you, and everyone's going, Christ, he's cool. Look at him going 70 miles an hour in a 40 with his purple car with all lights on the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you,
oh my
what
God.
What is really cool, I think, it's really cool. You know when you see middle-aged man on a motorbike at the lights, on a motorbike. It's so cool, that, isn't it? It's really cool.
Really cool. You know when you're you're at the traffic lights and the middle-aged man comes up in a Porsche or like one of them big supercars. If you go down Edgware Road and there's them supercars that are only they can't be more than 3 feet
off the ground.
They're so super, these cars, that they're so low, and they're all like purple and all that stuff.
That's
and then they get to the lights and they go that rev the bloody thing up like that. And I think to myself, oh my God, I wish I was that bloke in that car.
Yeah,
I wish
me
I
too.
Was. I wish I had that oil money, you know?
I always think it's really cool when middle-aged blokes talk about how much they drank the night before. I can't remember what I was out of order. I've gone to Wimarka. It's so cool, isn't it?
And then we went in there for a couple. You remember, John? And then we come out of there, and then we went in the other one for a couple, and that went on for about 3 hours.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
They loved that, the birds.
Oh, I love all that.
So that's how to be cool.
I look at them people. I look at them people with just absolute envy. I will never be like that, unfortunately.
No.
You know? It's just genetic, I think.
If you want to send off to our fat sheep.
Let's
just see.
That's
cool. Go to www.howtobeacoolmiddleagedman.co.uk and there'll be all the stuff you need to know in there.
All the info's
on there. Nice trainers.
Revving up.
buying a motorbike that's probably a little bit too powerful for
too
you,
powerful
or for any,
you.
Or for anyone for that
anyone.
Matter.
There is, isn't a motocross rider. That's right.
Buying a big barbecue which you attach a gas bottle to, like you're fucking some sort of
heckling at comedy clubs. That is a very cool. That's a very
heckling,
cool thing to
heckling. Being really cool by saying a really obvious comedy line, or being really
cool, shouting out.
Having a dog that's basically an urban weapon on a lead.
that's
fucking
cool,
that. The birds
that
love
cool.
that.
Yeah,
they
you're buying a bow and arrow. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Crossbow.
Having a really shit tattoo that, David Beckham has got.
Yeah,
as
yeah,
if
all
I'm
the way up your arm.
Yeah,
a sleeve.
As having a sleeve tattoo. I've got a sleeve.
I've got a sleeve.
As if, you
took
know,
me,
David...
took me 16 hours of agony.
That's it.
Took me 16
you
hours
know,
of agony.
You know when people have, like, David Beckham's angel on the back
oh,
of their
yeah,
neck? Like, I'm going to mistake you for him coming out of Greg's. Hold on, is that David Beckham?
You're 17 stone.
Yeah, God, he's let himself go. And he, David Beckham.
Oh,
fucking hell, is that Posh's
oh,
with?
Poor cow.
Anyway, poor cow.
Send off on a fact sheet because we've got loads of those. Loads
oh,
of those.
God.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, though, I met a man who was posh and Becks. He was wearing some fancy kecks. I said, "Are you David Beckham?" And he said, "No, I'm not.
I've got
the tattoo on my back,
neck.
And I'm wearing one of them stupid top knots. This is my bird. Haven't you heard? She don't look anything like posh. What, you fucking idiot? You're in Watford High Street. What a load of talk!"
Send off for that. You can get the lyrics to that as well. they're on the fact sheet this week, aren't they?
I've got all the lyrics on that on how to look like David Beckham. Right.
I sung a song this week. I'll come up with my new song this week.
Go on.
Let's see what happens.
Let's give it a go. Hold on.
I can't hear it.
Why don't you
what
read
you
the lyrics out instead? I don't know if you can hear it.
No, I can't hear it. I can't hear
Let's
it.
Let's try again, shall we?
Go on, try
Hold
again.
On. Here we go.
When I talk, I can't hear the song. I can't hear the song.
Well, this is the problem with modern songs.
This is the problem with modern songs. And all that
Isn't
is in
it?
The fact sheet, like this week's fact sheet.
Yeah, it is.
We do a special on problem with modern songs, don't we? Modern singing over technology.
That's right.
But I come up with this song, and it goes like this. I went up the Suez Canal. Oh, my God. And I went, ow, when my ship, it banged into the wall, and it sat into the muck on the bottom of the river, and I was left all in
all
the river.
My
ship
all
was stuck, and I said, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? So there, give you a little insight into what I've been doing this week.
Yeah. Well, can we reveal it for them?
It's no real big secret to this. I was the ship that got stuck up the Suez, right?
Yeah.
I was driving the bloody thing, right?
Oh, God.
Now, all right, you might say, what are you doing driving that thing, right? Well, good question. It's perfectly easy. And it is
perfectly.
In the answer. The answer's in the fact sheet, but I will reveal now that actually I won a competition to steer. Eh?
Are you clicking a pen?
Yeah,
are
I
you
am.
Clicking?
Yeah, can you hear that?
That's in our fact sheet.
That should be in the fact sheet. Well
do
spotted.
Not,
well
do not
spotted.
Click. Stop. Do not click a pen when you're doing a podcast. It's really annoying. Carry on about the Suez. Yeah, go on.
Well, I don't know how far I got, but Right. Well, you know that ship got stuck up the Suez Canal.
Yeah,
right?
That's it.
You remember that,
yeah.
Right? It's still there. It's still stuck.
Still there.
So I was captaining. I was driving the ship, right? Yeah. And you'd be going, oh, but how are you doing? What are you doing, like, driving the ship up the Suez Canal? Good question, and it's legitimate. Well, I entered a competition, right? I think it was.
That's it.
Well, I enter so many bloody competitions. I don't
that's
know
it.
where I've actually, you know, where the competition originated. But I think this one was in Bella. It was in the back of Bella. And it says, "Win the chance to pilot a ship up the Suez Canal." And I thought, oh, well, I've always wanted to do that. It was on the back of the
show. Yeah, now you have,
I entered a competition, and it said you can bring a friend with you. So, I said, you can come, didn't I, Barry?
That's it. Not to drive, necessarily, to navigate.
No, not to drive, just navigate.
Yeah.
Right, and I said, would you, you know, so I just to tick a few boxes. Right. And just Epiphemia, I'm into driving the ship up the canal. Please.
That's it.
Thought nothing of it. Posted it off. You do, because as I say, I entered so many of them, right?
Yeah.
And the last one I entered was to fly an air balloon, right? I didn't hear nothing back from that.
No.
But this one, like, I kept the postbox that day. Well, congratulations, you've won the chance to drive a shipping container up the Suez Canal and bring a guest along. But that's when the sort of nitty-gritty, like, came into it. Like, they start asking all sorts of questions, like, have you ever driven a ship before and all that stuff. And I just thought, well, this opportunity won't come again. So I just went, yes. You know, yes. And anyway, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how this is going to go.
No,
and I was
a
bit worried when we both got to the depot and I didn't let on.
I was a little bit worried as well. We went down to Portsmouth, didn't we, to pick
get hold of it. That's when I thought, this is serious, because... Like, well, it's huge, that thing, isn't it? I mean, it's
massive.
Huge.
And that bloke said, now, before I let you go behind the wheel, are you sure you've actually driven? Oh, yeah.
And also, he said, I was worried that they was going to ask for my licence, my ship licence, shipping licence.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, didn't ask for none of that. Right?
Well, so, we had written one out. Do you remember this one we made?
Yeah,
I've got it here. It was a corner of an envelope that we just wrote. Well, we wrote on felt set. I, Angelos Epithemiou, have a license to drive a massive boat. And then we forged a signature,
But I think we put massive boat up really small passages. I think that was...
up really short passages, and we couldn't think of any famous maritime person, so you put L. Nelson,
Captain,
like Lord Nelson.
I said, I crossed it out for Captain Burns, B's
Eye. Captain B. Eye. B. you put... Couldn't think of any. He didn't even look at the paperwork.
They just assumed that we had the qualifications.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think their heads were turned when we actually got to the canal, the actual, the mouth of the canal. And the bloke running the ship says, okay, now it's time to grab your steering wheel, which, of course, I automatically just grabbed hold of my knob, because that's what I call it, you know.
That's it. And then he said to me, and will you start navigating? Immediately, I started furiously to tug at mine, because that's what I call masturbation. I'm going to navigate myself. Margaret!
Yeah, I'm just offering a bit of nip upstairs and navigate through the bedroom.
But the worst is when he said to you, can you put on the windscreen wipers, you know, for any of the water
that comes up?
And you immediately started to wipe your ass, and you went, oh, no, sorry, that's what I call
that's what I call
windscreen wiping. That's what I call
It's just a code.
Yeah, it's a code. Right. It's a nice way of putting it, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, there's euphemism. Always confusion. There's always confusion. Yeah, in the captain's box, there's always confusion up there because you know, you've got different languages and all sorts and different cultures. You've got different cultures.
Well, he said, will you please just present the log on the side? And of course, guess what happened? What are you going to do?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Richard and Gretel, gonna make your lives better today.
If you'll subscribe to our podcast.
You know, it's all about how to get the most out of your partner.
And we're partners.
So we know all about it.
It's good. Get it wherever you want to get it, when you go and get it from your podcast, please.
Richard and Gretel from The Great Big Owl.
You know...
You know?
Right, go on. So we set off, basically.
We set off from Portsmouth. He takes the ship right up to the Suez Canal, and I thought...
Yeah.
And then we get there, and I'm like, well, this is much, much more narrow than what I had thought it was. Yeah. You know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know what the Suez Canal was, you know, and why should I know that, right?
Yeah, this fucking ship was filled with it was
much, much bigger. I thought it was going to be a boat like on Howard's Way, like one of them sort of boats. I thought I could probably get away with getting that up to Suez Canal, but I didn't know they was like asking me to drive it. I mean, it was huge, isn't it, Barry? It's huge.
It's huge.
And there's all these like containers on it with all sorts of like plastic tat from China.
All that Wuhan stuff been transported, all that terrible responsibility. Oh,
yeah,
then they start using all these technical terms, don't they?
Like, turn left.
How many
not?
Turn left.
And
turn right.
Turn the wheel,
and there's all this maritime language that I just don't understand.
They track the ship on
a radar
radar, sort of like on a tracking radar. They can show you exactly the path of the ship, where the ship has been, right? So I thought, well, I'm not going to get this opportunity again. So I will try and just turn this ship around in the Suez Canal, come back down the other way, and hopefully on the map of where we've been, the picture will look like a knob. Right?
That's it. Do you know that? And I was trying to track it with the map. I had the map out. I thought, if we come round via Gibraltar, we get a nice couple of balls on the all the way around the Rock of Gibraltar. It's still a principality, this country, last time I looked.
And all stuff coming out, all stuff, just trying to get all the stuff to come out the top of it, right? And that's where we got wedged, right? And we just wedged him. I mean, like, it was very embarrassing, actually, because he says to me, "Well, you've wedged us in a canal." And I says, "Well, you know, what do you expect? I'm a competition winner out of Bacabella. I'm not.
What do you expect?" And he went, He said, "I don't know what you're talking about." And there was a frosty silence.
Yeah,
wasn't
no.
And
then,
so I just appeared. I appeared
you
behind him. And on the map, with one of them highlighter pens, I'd drawn, and we got so close to it, the shaft,
one of the balls, and even had a little bit of stuff coming out.
And one pubic hair we'd managed to do.
We'd managed
which
to
was
do
confusing,
that.
And he went, "Well, what's that?" Yeah. I said, "It's a pube," and he went, "Get out."
Yeah.
They had to phone a helicopter to come and winch us off this
get
shit.
Off. Yeah, yeah.
We
were lucky we wasn't arrested.
$1 trillion now, which, I mean, we could have a whip round.
I don't have that.
And
I said to them when I left
that.
The ship, I said, I don't have $1 trillion. And we're gonna get it out of you. I says, I looked down the sofa, I don't have much down there. There's a couple of quid in my pocket, but there's definitely not $1 trillion knocking around the house. Definitely not.
This is the problem, isn't it? You put yourself up for these things. I was always taught, push yourself forward. You know, don't be shy. Fortune favours the brave. Carpe diem is what I was always told growing up. Carpe diem. So, I mean, I had a similar thing this week with Angela Merkel.
Oh, you like her as well, don't you?
Oh, I've loved her work. Oh,
you got
she's
on very well. You used to sing
very,
together.
We used to sing together in that lovely. It was just after the war
keller.
In the 50s in the beer keller.
Yeah.
And we used to call it the coming together, which was the second half of our acts, the Germans and the English. And we used to come together on the stage.
No,
it was beautiful. No, it was lovely. Well, we'd sing all the old numbers as a sort of umpah band, you know.
Yeah,
I had a squeeze box, and she had a big, you know, euphonium sort of thing.
Yeah, trombone.
And she'd come on in her later.
Wrap it round her like a snake, didn't she?
Wrap it round her like a snake, you know. And, you know, I'd come on and we'd go, "What do you want to hear?" And she'd say, "We've got a wooden heart. Signing good, signing good. But I don't have a wooden heart." Lovely. In the beer kellers. All the Fraulein's coming
out. They must have gone mad for it.
They went mad for it. And I phoned her this week and I said, "Look, Angela..." I says, I used to call her Angela Merkin for a joke, you know.
Yeah, no, she probably loved it.
She laughed at that. They have got a sense of humour, the Germans.
Oh, I know. You've got to find it.
You've got to root it out.
Oh,
you've
got to look for it.
Very unsophisticated.
It's all like falling over and stuff, isn't it?
It's all that. I mean, I saw her doing a speech at the Strasbourg Parliament and I sneaked in about it. Very, very serious about monetary policy and all that.
Yeah,
Britain, the federalism and all that. I've snuck in the back and she's seen me. I've waved
she's
to her
and
all that.
And she's thinking, "Oh, I'm going to make him laugh."
That's it. So what she's done has come in. Just as a by way of a joke, right? I've just gone, "Here, look, like I've got a problem." And she's talking, "Yeah, I said some monetary union," and I've just put my little tinkle just coming out of my fly. She's roared. Everyone's like, all the German das Zit is there, you know, the Munich Times, Mein Kampf, they were all there, and they were all, and other German papers, I don't know, Brüsseler Mönchengladbach,
Dispelt.
Anyway, so she's laughed her head off, right?
As she's
talking
that
to
is
the
very
assembly,
funny. I mean, there's no way you can't laugh.
There's no way you can't laugh.
And not banging out of trousers, isn't it?
No
matter what language you speak.
Look,
you know?
I've tried it in all manner of situations just to break the ice. You know, I mean,
down the bowls club, you just leave
down
it hanging out of
the bowls club, leave. And when I went to that job restart scheme, they'd gone through all my papers, "Mr. St. Michael, you've had some income from some casual labouring you've done," and all that. And I thought, I said, "You know, really got to pay that back. The inland revenue will be expected." "What's that?" So just put, well, I thought it would buy. Right, you know, a bit of levity, you know, break the ice.
Yeah.
They said, right, can we have security? Oh, no, no, it's a joke.
No, no,
no,
it's
a joke.
It's a joke
anymore.
Come on.
You know, if Angela Merkel can take, the Germans can take a joke, you can. They won't. I mean, the amount of times you tried to break the ice.
Mission. I'll break the ice. I break the ice because I wear my ice break trousers.
That's
and they
it.
Are, as you know, they are just like a pair of trousers with a big rip up the bum. Right,
bum.
Right,
you see the bum.
Where the crackers, right? And
that's
I wear my my like Eton Tails coat. You know, when I'm going to any event like that or any job interview like that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's it.
And I'm sitting down and saying, so have you done any work in the last couple of weeks, Mr. Everything?
No,
I haven't done anything at all, actually. Why, have you been looking for work, Mr. Everything? No, I have to be honest, I haven't been looking for anything. Well, Mr. Everything, we take a big dim view if you're claiming and you're not actually actively looking for, you should be spending 8 hours, I'll say, can I just go to the toilet? And then I'll get up, because it's getting quite heated and serious. So I'll get up, and I'll just turn around like that, and I'll lift up
bend
my
over.
Tails.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll just drop my pencil, and I'll pick my pencil up.
That's
and
it.
Like, and her trousers come open, and she sees everything, all the bum and all the hair in it. And I think, and I go, how's that for looking? Were you looking for work?
Looking for work?
How's that for looking for work?
How's that for widening the circle of employment? You know, that's it.
Right. Join those dots, right?
Yeah, that's
she
right.
Says, can we have security in here?
Security.
I said, it's a joke. What's the matter with you?
A bit of levity, nothing wrong with it. I had the same thing.
Levity.
Do you remember? Oh, my giddy godfathers. Do you remember I had to go into the council? I built that lean-to conservatory. They come and you can't do this. You ain't got planning permission.
Very
I had to go to the planner. Very uppity. They want to find me. So, like you, I wore my tails. You know, my tails.
So yeah, your tails. Your tails.
Puritan
shoes.
Anyway, I had my tails. And like you, I cut the back up. The arse crack of my trousers. They went, Mr. St. Michael, the council, take a very dim view of what you've done with your lean-to conservatory. And I felt chastened. I felt embarrassed. I'm a man of a certain age. A panel of these fucking people. I said, excuse me, can I just check in my briefcase where I had the plan? So I turned around. They're all looking, right? I've bent over, sure enough, the back of my tails opens and the trousers. They've seen all the bum and the cheeks, all the hair in the middle that sits in the middle of your bum. And they're looking straight into the new year, these people. And they
see
went,
what you have for breakfast.
This is most irregular, Mr. St. Michael. This is most.
What's going on here?
I said, have you got. I didn't plan any permission to show you that. If I want to build a lean-to
lean-to this.
Planning permission that. Belt and braces this, you can't. Have a look at that. You know, if the council wants to put your stamp on that, you fucking... Well, excuse me, can we have security up here, please?
It's a joke!
I said, we fought a war for this, even Angela Merkel would laugh at that.
She'd find that funny, yeah.
Terrible.
Well, she done that to me, like Merkel. Like, when I went to see Merkel, and I just... Because I like to go and see her do her speeches, you know. And she was doing one about trade policy or something.
Beautiful.
But there was some anti-European people in the crowd and all the rest of it. You know what it's like
over there. I know.
Get them everywhere, right? And and they're all starting to heckle her and all that stuff. I got the idea of her. She's got her tails on, you know, like a jacket tails, her Eton Tails jacket, and a pair of them trousers. Oh, yeah,
I know, she's got them trousers she wears. They're like check trousers, and she's cut up the middle.
She's snipped them up the bum, right?
Up the bum area, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, up the bum, right. And she's gone, oh, hold on a minute. Can I just turn round and can I just set up the PowerPoint demonstration? I just pick up my computer off the floor. And yeah. She turns around. Picks up the computer, right?
Sure enough,
she's left, they've gone, they've opened up like that, and the trousers have opened up, all the bums out, right? And all that, and all the anti-European people, they're all going, oh, this is outrageous, you know, we're in German, outrageous. We can see the Prime Minister's bum, like, on the platform, right? Through the tails, and she.
Go on, what's she saying?
And she said, no, she's gone, and they're all going, get security in here, please.
Yeah, she's
gone
mad,
and all
this. That's his joke.
What is matter with you? What is matter with you?
What is matter with you?
I was very much on her side. You know, if you can't take a bloody joke, you know.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and that top hat, I mean, the old top hat and tails gag, I mean, it goes back a long time.
I mean, people call it basic, I mean, they call it basic, they call it fairly crude.
Oh, pardon me, for basic humour, let me tell you.
Yeah, let me tell you, if I see someone bend over and open the tails and I see all their bum and all the bits and all the hair in between the cracks and stuff, I find that very funny. Shoot me in the face.
What's wrong with that? You know, is that, what's so terrible about that?
We used to have a wonderful sense
of humour in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Well, during the war, you know, was all this, you know, you had George III, he was up there, and he was giving addressing the country and all that.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one with the stutter?
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, you know the King's Speech, famously, the film.
The
bit they left out, of course, is, you know...
The King's Peaches is what it was called originally, the original film.
But of course, Hollywood messes around with it. It was all about when he addressed me, went out on Buckingham Palace,
it
was peace in our time and all that. And he got out on the thing, royal family, get us through the war. We love the royal family, as they said in the olden days. He's gone, all right, everyone, keep the spirits up. Let me just get my Union Jack out. And as he turned round,
out of his bag,
he stood on the balcony.
He got a little apple box, didn't he? He stood up on a crate, his bum was higher than the balcony.
Yeah, that's it. And that got us through the wall, basically, his anus and all the hair in between.
All the hair in there, and the crack and that.
All the hair in there and all that, that's it. So, if you don't like it, fuck off to Europe, you know.
Yeah, honestly. I agree. I'm with you on that, Barry.
Very much so.
This is the great thing about humour. I mean, it is different strokes to different folks, but I don't understand, you know, a lot of it that's going on now. I mean, give me a bum out the back of the trousers, or a knob hanging out of the fryer.
Or a knob hanging out. And I've got Angela Merkel, she wrote me a letter, which is in the fact sheet. I photocopied it.
Put it in the fact sheet.
And she's gone, dearest Barium, it was such a joking to see you the other day in Strasbourg, she's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I have such fond memories of our time when we used to be united on stage, she said.
She goes,
here is a little reminder, a keepsake, if you will, of my time with my tails opening and split bottom all the way up the back. And what she's done, have a look at that, Angela. She stuck a bum hair on it with some sellotape. Das Bumherren avec sellotape. Vit sellotape. And she's gone.
I hope you sent back one of yours.
I've sent back two of mine.
That's a good one.
Angela Merkin, she's gone. And I'll tell you what, that's what keeps us united. You can have all the treaties in the world, but a simple pubic hair from one of the world's great leaders...
She stuck your bum hair on her wall. I know that because she sent me a photograph of it. She collects them. Yeah, no, here's a photograph of her.
Oh, that's it. It's mine. Yeah, I can see it.
This is her here. This is her here in the administrative chamber with all the German flags. And you see that little... Look. Thing on the wall.
I can see it.
Two very, very long.
Well, in lockdown, I've not had to add them slits.
On the wall. No, and she put a little circle round it and gone Barry's bum hair. And she's written that on the wall.
I am honoured because there's one there next to, what's his name, Jacques Chirac.
That's how you know you're in.
Oh, yeah, Christ.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, before my recording equipment finally runs out of batteries...
I can't see how this wouldn't have helped anybody.
Look, if we've gone just a little bit away of repairing a damaged, relationship between us and Europe... In the face of the AstraZeneca debacle, in the face of Brexit, we're just doing our bit. That's all.
It's all we can do is send our bum hair to European leaders and hope they put it on the wall.
That's all we can do, and I suggest you do the same.
There's
an old German proverb, "Mit Bumherren." We can conquer das Welt. And so never forget that. With the bum hairs, we can be united in Europe.
That's it.
Good luck to you.
Good luck, everybody. Listen, like, this is just flim-flam, what we're doing here. This is an hors d'oeuvre. What you want is the main event over on Patreon, really.
It doesn't cost much,
let me tell you that.
There's meat, potatoes and fucking gravy over there. If you go to a party and someone's carrying round a few Iceland snacks, that's what we're here, it's a banquet!
This is melon and ham and orange juice.
This isn't
the steak and chips of the Patreon.
Anyway, okay.
We'll see you very soon. Don't you worry about that.
All right, see you soon. Chins up, everyone.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Tom, and I make a podcast where I log in to celebrities' Amazon accounts. It's called...
What a brilliant idea for a pod. There's no original pods out there anymore, but this genuinely is.
Oh, thanks, Ben Bailey-Smith. Anyway, it's called...
This is good, isn't it? It's clever, this podcast. You should do more.
Thanks, Kerry Godleyman. It's called...
This is such a great idea, by the way. What great podcast.
Shappy Corsander, you're too kind. The podcast is
called... It's biographical. You can get all sorts of information out of people. This is a very good idea.
Thank you, Nick Helm. It's called My Mate Bought a Toaster.
I'm going to listen to this podcast.
Thanks, Alex Horn. Can you tell your friends?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way.
Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.